AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Democrats have begun talks with the White House over new limits on President Trump's immigration crackdown, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Funding for the Department of Homeland Security runs out Friday, and Democratic leaders are demanding new restrictions on the immigration enforcement operations the Trump administration's launched in places like Minneapolis. Among Democrats' demands are a requirement for judicial warrants, better identification of DHS officers, new use of force standards, and a halt to racial profiling. But Democratic leaders call the White House's counterproposal incomplete and insufficient. Senate Leader Chuck Schumer and House Leader Hakeem Jeffries say it included neither details nor legislative text and does not address concerns about what they describe as ICE's lawless conduct. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Savannah Guthrie released a video ahead of Monday evening's looming ransom deadline set by her mother's suspected kidnappers.
No matter where you are, even if you're far from Tucson, if you see anything, if you hear anything, if there's anything at all that seems strange to you, that you report to law enforcement, we are at an hour of desperation.
The FBI says it's not aware of any ongoing communication between Savannah Guthrie's family and any suspected kidnappers, more than a week after the Today Show host's mom went missing. It also said no suspects or persons of interest have been identified in the disappearance of 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie. At the Milan Cortina Games, Lindsay Vonn says she suffered a complex tibia fracture that will require multiple surgeries following her devastating crash in the Olympic downhill. Vonn shared an update on Instagram about her left leg injuries after her fall during Sunday's race, adding she is currently stable. This is AP News. An immigration court has blocked the deportation of Turkish Tufts University student Rumeysa Öztürk, who was detained by immigration officials near her Massachusetts home last year.
Öztürk's attorneys and court documents say the immigration court found on January 29th that the Department of Homeland Security hasn't proved that she should be removed from the U.S., and the court terminated her removal proceedings. Öztürk was detained for 6 weeks over an op-ed she co-wrote criticizing her school's response to the war in Gaza. In December 2025, Öztürk said the U.S. was instilling fear in the academic community after her arrest.
It is truly sad how much valuable knowledge is currently being lost here in the U.S. due to the fear within the academic community that they could be punished for their speech and beliefs.
Her attorneys say Homeland Security has the option to appeal the immigration court's decision. I'm Haya Benjwani.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.